Are we ready for poetry, everyone? Yes. Thank you, Jimmy. There you are. Jimmy and Joan, thank you so much for doing the best series in Pittsburgh. And Michael, friend and mentor, thank you for inviting me. An emerging poet at my age, it's both humbling and thrilling. So thanks for giving me a shot. And the last thing I want to say about the three of you is that you're not only writers and known for your writing, but you are writers for other writers. And that is so important to all of us, and I really emulate all of you. So thanks for that. My first poem, I'm going to mention a name in the poem, a little boy. Some of you may have remembered reading about him. His name is Durkosh Maddox, a little boy who fell into the Painted Lion exhibit this past year. And actually, I was obsessed and couldn't stop thinking about it. And since everyone knows everyone in Pittsburgh, if anyone here has any connections to the family, it's with deep sorrow and respect that I mention him in my poem. The other thing that was happening when I wrote this was that Melbourne Street in Greenfield was hit with a water main break, and it took 2 months to fix. And they kept opening huge holes in the ground, backfilling. I could barely walk, but I was determined to walk the street and see what was happening. So kind of a convergence of things. Without falling, I tried to leave it all behind me, that hole in the street that keeps opening like the Kimberley mine in Africa, all those picks and shovels in black hands, clawing away at dirt for something shiny, some future to lock in a vault for safekeeping. And I only wanted to walk without falling, wanted to be the mother that no one could point at and whisper. And aren't we all holding our children up to see better into the darkness, into canyon or cave or nest of a snake or tomorrow? And I think back 25 years ago to that white gazebo in the Rose Garden, raised platform, eight-sided roof, rails hung with trellis gripped tight with roses, where a bride in her dress with her husband can be photographed. But there were so many bees that day loving those roses, so I kept one eye on them and one on my new husband. And all these years and four children later, when I saw a picture of the platform at the zoo where Maddox Durkosh fell, I remembered the gazebo in the Rose Garden, how my husband lifted me for one of the pictures, fake groaning under the weight, pretending he'd drop me. The entire wedding party laughing, how we are almost always falling, living in spite of risk, or on the verge of making a mistake that matters. This is another little prose poem. We were thirsty. It was right after he said it, a moment like that, when the rocks underneath shift and you don't know it's happening because things have a way of beginning slow. And it already started in the Paleolithic when the land slid. Underneath the surface, underneath civilization. And we were thirsty, so we built a dam. And just before it breaks, all that settling and shifting going on always, only now add the pressure of aging, the fault lines in a long marriage. Abduction against events outside any control. And when he said it, there may have been a rumble somewhere in the Francisquito Valley where a man riding his motorcycle in the hills nearby reported hearing what may have sounded like rocks crashing. And maybe that's how failure sounds, like a dam breaking, only quieter at first. Honey, the night we met.
It was a long time ago.
The night we met, I wanted to possess you, body, mind. That night in July when the air went red, when a wall of bodies made a room filled with laughter and beer, and somewhere on the river, lights shot up from a barge, the way the hawks circled last winter, and I knew trouble had come. You fixed your eyes on me that night. You wanted my feathers and meat, and I would have bled willingly then when the air went red, and our voices flew over the wall of bodies, laughing rivers of beer, and my body knew your beard would be the soft shoulder I always wanted. Knew your tongue would be mint before I understood. Before my eyes sang red, they swam blue for an hour, free as a hawk looking for trouble, for flesh, a mouthful of mint.
Oh my God.
Okay, and my last one, I don't know how to begin. It's called Not Little Gangsters. I wrote it about a year ago. I haven't shown it to anyone. I was a victim of a violent crime in 1978, and only now am I starting to write about it. And, of course, a lot of innocent children and innocent people get caught up in violence. Not only me. This is for yet another baby who was killed in gunfire. And, Jimmy, I wanted to read this for you because the detectives who worked my case in Philadelphia, Frank Friel and Jack Dautrick, they're still my heroes. They got me through. Oh, shit. Okay. I have to pinch myself. Ah, that hurts, okay. Not Little Gangsters. Written in memory of Delrick Wayman Miller IV, a 9-month-old baby killed by AK-47 fire that pierced the walls of his home. No one really gives a fuck about poetry. Not little gangsters who shoot up the streets. Not little gangsters who shoot up other gangsters, who shoot up babies asleep in houses with thin walls. Little gangsters who play Grand Theft Auto, play Scarface for real, take care of business. No one really gives a fuck about poetry. Not little gangsters who ruin my sleep with gangbanging, bang-banging inside my head, inside my poem, inside my memory of a little gangster who almost killed me. To almost break but live, I break when babies die. Babies I don't know, but I know them all. I break when their mothers cry, their hearts reshaped by wrong place, wrong time, hard hands, hard crime. Everyone thought Delrick slept through the gun battle. You want to be hard, little gangster? Write a poem for mothers crying for their dead children. Write a poem for your mother. Write a poem for you. In the poem, all the gangsters kill each other, except you. You live. In the poem, you become a man who rises out of madness, and here's how you end it. You kill the thug inside you. The little gangsters don't give a fuck about poetry. They're busy making plans to die at night in stolen cars, playing Scarface. Young men fresh out of childhood, young men who shoot up other young men, they die like babies asleep in houses with thin walls. That's it. Thank you, everybody.